I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Just 36 hours ago, a car bomb in Istanbul, Turkey, killed 11 people and injured 36. Authorities have four people in custody, but this is the fourth attack in Turkey so far this year. Rodi Rodehaver of International Need says Christians can combat fear from these attacks with prayer and hope.
These incidents, though they loom large on our television screens, they are still only affecting a very small part of the population, but they do have the ability to create fear and havoc, and that's the goal of the terrorists, to create terror. And so our role as believers is to bring people back to the hope and confidence that we find in Jesus.
And while it isn't in the news very much, the drought in East Africa hasn't gone away. As part of the Karamoja Homeland Project, Every Child Ministries is working to help the Karamojong, who are the poorest people in Uganda. Through its program Farming God's Way, ECM will teach people how to sustain their own gardens, even with limited rain. ECM's Lorella Rouster says,
"This is a thoroughly Bible-based program. It teaches God's ownership of the soil and our responsibilities as his stewards. So like praying over the gardens, for instance, is a very important part of the program. And this program leads into natural opportunities to share the gospel with the people."
If either of these stories have piqued your curiosity, read on at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. What we know about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims is generally what we see on the news. But One Way is inviting you to look at who these people are through God's eyes. Join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week, we'll focus on a different region, lifting up the nations in prayer. Get signed up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.